1. Dialogue for introduction.
What are you listening to?
Is that a recording of your English class?
Right. Who do you think the master teacher is?
It must be a young teacher, maybe in his, 20s?
He is so young that he can't swim.
He is so young that he can't swim. He is too young to sing.
Those happy hours. No long ago, still make me smile.
It's you are teaching.
I was in my 20s and a senior at the college. I had to complete the teaching practicum.
The students' voices are easy to hear and seem very confident. I guess they are practicing very hard. The class seems to give students many opportunities to actually produce language.
Yes. Learning English while living in Japan means learning without any close friends who speak the language as a native speaker.
True.
And also, once the learners step out of their classroom, they have almost no opportunity to use the target language.
Yes. This environment is not ideal for English learners, and that makes teaching English all the more challenging. Summary, repetition, interpretation, reading aloud. These are all among the many kinds of practice that we ask or even force students to do.
True. Those who have successfully nurtured their English skills living in Japan and have passed the pre-first step and certainly the first grade are in a minority group.
They are.
They must really know how to learn.
And this month, we are focusing on some of the most effective ways to develop English skills, aren't we?
Yes, we are. Hey, it is our job, you know?
It is, yeah.
Let's begin, shall we?
Okay.
Two. Read the Japanese and interpret it into English in 40 seconds. まず、次の日本語の内容を40秒で英語で伝えてみましょう。実際に口に出して言ってみてください。ここ30年で初めて日本の貿易収支が輸入超過となった。1月25日に財務省が発表した数値によると、2011年の貿易赤字は約2兆5000億円であることが分かった。Are you ready? Start!
Time's up. 3. Listen to Model 1.
モデル1を聞いてください。貿易赤字、財務省については、その英語表現を知らないという仮定のもとに、モデルを示してみます。
Model 1. In the past 30 years, the trade balance of Japan was in the black. However, it was found in the red for the first time in the past 30 years. On January 25th, one of the ministries that watches Japan's trades with other countries showed some figures to the public. The figures show that Japan's trade balance of 2011 was in the red. It was found that the total amount of imports was 2.5 trillion yen more than that of exports. 4. Let's review Model 1.
Model 1 を振り返ってみましょう。What do you think, Edward?
Well, Tets, to be truthful, it sounds a bit redundant. However, I understand the points you wish to make clearly. They are as follows. 1. You didn't say the Finance and Trade Ministry. Instead, you said one of the ministries that watches Japan's trade.
Mm-hmm.
It's best to use the official name here, but most of us don't remember official names of governmental or other organizations.
That's right.
We know UNICEF in short, but I believe many of us cannot recall its full name, which actually is the United Nations International Children's Emergency Fund, recently shortened to UNICEF.
That's right.
Many of us simply say one of the UN organizations that help children. Also, you used the same strategy for Boeki Akaji and said Japan's trade balance was in the red. Of course, you could say trade deficit. This is a very useful way to get around problem areas where you may not have the high-end vocabulary needed for a technical topic. These are called circumlocutions by we linguist types.
Thank you.
Sure.
Five. お伝えしたかったポイント。これ、英語でどう言うの？知らないよ。どうしよう？と思ったとき、諦めてはいけません。財務省は正式には The Ministry of Finance Japan ですが、The Finance Ministry、The Ministry of Finance、The Ministry of Financial Affairs などと言ってしまう場合も多いかと思います。正式な翻訳文書なら気をつけるべきですが、日常の場面で正式な名称しか使ってはいけないとしたら、いろいろな話はスムーズに運ばなくなると思います。英検のスピーチや作文の場合も減点になるかもしれませんが、何も言えない、書けないよりはずっと良いはずです。いざとなったらしっかり内容を伝えることが大切です。貿易赤字についても、ズバリその英語表現、trade deficit を知らないということで、言えないと諦めてはいけません。なんとか手持ちの表現を使って意味を伝えようと頑張りましょう。ここ30年で初めて日本の貿易収支が輸入超過となったという部分は、exceed を使ってすっきり言えば、Japan's imports exceeded its exports for the first time in the past 30 years と言えるのですが、超過、exceed を知らない、どうしようと諦めてしまってはいけません。Trade balance という語句なら知っている。ということで、ずっと黒字だったが、初めて赤字になった、と、日本文の意味をしっかり伝えてますね。6. では、もう一度トライしましょう。制限時間は40秒です。用意はいいですか？ここ30年で初めて、日本の貿易収支が輸入超過となった。1月25日に財務省が発表した数値によると、2011年の貿易赤字は約2兆5000億円であることが分かった。Ready? Start! Time's up.
How did you do, everyone? I hope you could say it in English more smoothly than in the first trial.
I am sure that you used the expression trade deficit and also exceed.
One more tense, finance ministry.
Yes. Edward, can you show your model?
Okay.
7.
Model 2 by Edward.
エドワードによるモデルを聞いてみましょう。
Japan's imports have exceeded its exports for the first time in three decades. Figures released by Japan's Ministry of Finance on Wednesday indicate a trade deficit of almost 2.5 trillion yen in 2011.
Wow, it's super. Sounds like a real news broadcast.
Maybe I should change jobs.
Eight.
Review.
ここまでを少し振り返ってみましょう。
First, look at the Japanese and try to interpret into English.
The practice point here is not giving up. Use a circumlocution. If you can't think of an appropriate word, construct a phrase to describe your intention. You know, I had a good friend from Hungary who wanted to tell me over the telephone that it was snowing. She couldn't remember the word snow, so she just said, "Little white things are falling from the sky." I understood perfectly. That was an effective circumlocution.
And later, you look at and study the English sentences. Then you will learn the new vocabulary.
Two birds with one stone. First, strategies to use your known vocabulary and expressions efficiently to convey a meaning or message you might otherwise fail to do.
And second, later, when you study English model sentences, you will pick up and learn the new vocabulary very quickly.
Right.
この練習には2つのメリットがあります。ズバリその英語表現を知らない場合、手持ちの表現で何とか伝える技が磨ける。さらに、少し苦労して英語に訳した後、英文テキストを学習すると、新しい語彙、表現を効果的に覚えることができるという二つですね。The Finance Ministry, Trade Deficit, Exceed は、もう馴染みのある語彙表現になりましたね。
9. Further Practice
英語でどういうのか、ズバリその表現を知らない場合、なんとか手持ち表現で言い換えてしまう練習を少ししておきましょう。次の3つの名詞については、皆さん通常使われる英語の表記をご存知かもしれませんが、あえて知らないとしましょう。どう言えばそれぞれの意味を伝えることができるでしょうか。説明するつもりで、実際に口に出して言ってみましょう。制限時間はそれぞれ10秒です。1. 自民党 2. 五重の塔 3. 義務教育
Now, listen to our dialogue. It includes models for this type of practice.
Now, how would you say Jimento?
The largest opposition party, whose name represents freedom and democracy.
Well done. In short, it is called the LDP. This abbreviation stands for the Liberal Democratic Party. This practice develops the skills that help you when you don't know the exact word. A very skillful communicator often elicits the word he or she wants by explaining the meaning.
Right. Hey, Edward, look.
Where?
That's the famous Goju no To, or the tower, having 5 stories. It is standing right next to that large temple building.
It's beautiful. Yes, That's a five-story pagoda, isn't it?
Thank you. A five-story pagoda.
You're welcome.
That's the phrase I was trying to remember. By the way, Edward, it is often said that education for children, I mean the classes at junior high schools and elementary schools, are successful. What do you think?
You mean compulsory education in Japan?
Oh, yes. What do you think of the compulsory education system in Japan?
Well, my son goes to an elementary school. I think they help to socialize him in a very positive way, and he does acquire a lot of knowledge. I can honestly say that I'm most pleased with his education so far. And again, Tets, you have successfully elicited the term compulsory education from me.
Didn't I just?
皆さん、いかがでしたか？手持ちの表現で何とか説明していく要領とともに、自民党、The Liberal Democratic Party、五重の塔、A Five-Story Pagoda、義務教育、Compulsory Education という語彙、表現を学習することができましたね。ダイアログのように説明しているうちに相手がズバリ通常使われる英語表現を教えてくれるということも期待できますね。10. Final Practice 次の日本文を英語に通訳してみましょう。時間は30秒です。これまでの日本のエネルギー政策はあまりに原子力に頼りすぎていた。自然エネルギーへと比重を移していった方が良い。Ready? Start!
Time's up. Now, listen to our dialogue.
The government has its policies in many fields, such as economy, defense, education, and so on. One of them in the field of energy, its policy has relied on atomic energy too much. I think the government should recommend people use energy from nature more.
Doesn't sound exactly dandy, but I understand what the original Japanese sentences must have meant. You mean that the energy policy of the Japanese government has been over-dependent on nuclear energy. The government should change its stance and recommend that people make the shift from nuclear energy to alternative energy sources.
Yes, exactly. The energy policy of the Japanese government has been over-dependent on nuclear energy. The government should change its policy and recommend that people shift from nuclear energy to alternative energy sources, such as wind or geothermal power.
You have skillfully elicited the model sentence from you, clever devil. In a good sense, you would make a fine rip-off artist. I mean, kono nusu tome.
True. I often steal model sentences from you.
Hey, and I never charge you.
Thanks for your linguistic generosity.
My pleasure.
皆さん、いかがでしたか？エネルギー政策、Energy Policy という言い方がわからないということで、日本政府はいろいろな分野で政策を持っているが、その中のエネルギー分野でも政策を持っていて、その政策は原子力に頼りすぎるものだった。政府はその方針を変えて、みんなが原子力から自然エネルギーへ移行するように進めるべきだ。と、かなりくどい言い方で切り抜けました。たどたどしく語りながらも、相手からうまくモデルを引き出して自分のものにしてしまいました。もう何十年も前の学生時代、なかなか会う機会のないイギリス人の先生を捕まえては、 いろいろな議論をたどたどしい英語でふっかけては、出てくる表現を盗んだものでした。皆さんも恐れず、どんどん新聞で読んだこと、ニュースで聞いたことを英語で語ってみましょう。相手がネイティブスピーカーであれば、きっとこのダイアログのようにうまくモデルを引き出して、さらに学ぶことができると思います。
11. Closing dialogue. Listeners, how was this month's lesson?
First, interpret the Japanese. Next, study the English.
Please don't lament that you don't have so many chances to speak English.
Yes, you can brush up your speaking skills through interpretation practice.
Right. I used to interpret articles in Japanese newspapers into English. I recorded my interpretation with my cassette tape recorder and compared them with English articles that carried the same story.
Great.
I thereby learned how to make use of previously acquired vocabulary and expressions, and also new vocabulary.
Now you have many articles, audio clips, and even video clips available on the internet, both in Japanese and English. Well, why not make use of them?
Before studying English texts,
look at the Japanese translation and interpret.
This is a very effective way to practice your English.
It is.
Just like throwing a stone and finding it miraculously hits two birds and they are yours.
Ah, you mean killing two birds with one stone.
Thank you, Edward, for your model.
Tets! Again, you have made free access to your walking dictionary. That's me.
Exactly. See you next time.
Ah, which will be the last of this series.
Please don't miss it.
See you next time.
There is a wealth of bilingual material available. Adopting the approach we have introduced in this issue, you can access an entirely new way to expand your communication abilities. First, interpret the Japanese into English, then study the English material. While interpreting, you may feel like giving up, but please persevere. You will brush up your skills by using your existing vocabulary. In the next issue, which is going to be the last of this series, we will consolidate everything by introducing you to a comprehensive approach to studying a passage.
日英大訳教材はたくさんあります。英語から入るのも良い方法ですが、時には今回紹介したような日本語を見て英訳をしてからという入り方も試してみてください。どんなことでも絶対に英語で伝えられると強い気持ちで切り抜けて、それから英語を見るというのは苦しい練習ですが、語彙表現の習得、さらに手持ち表現を効果的に使う力の向上、この二つの点でとても役立つ学習法です。次回は今回のシリーズの最終回です。シリーズのまとめとして、総合的なパッセージを利用した練習方法を紹介します。